Bruce Jenkins is going to join us now. It's time to look through the window of baseball and football, I guess. He's down at Stanford with Bruce. It's brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. New showroom down in Monterey. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Marty. How you doing?
Good. Give us an update on at least let's get the football out of the way.
Well, Stanford's up 34-0 over UC Davis in the first half. Ty Montgomery's had two long touchdowns. Hogan threw a pretty TD to Michael Rector, and not much opposition. Actually, Stanford's looked a little bit rusty, but they're putting some big plays on the board, and they're killing them right now.
All right, that is looking through the window of football with Bruce. Hey, come on, you can multitask. It's fine.
Well, wait till you see the window of lacrosse. That is really something.
Then I'm going to duck when that happens. Yeah. Hey, what a week. A couple of things, and we've got shows today, tomorrow. I don't know if hopefully you'll be with us on Monday morning, too. But this time of year, Bruce, it just all of a sudden you see the pros step up and you see some amazing things happen. And I think we're starting to see it here.
Yeah, and the great thing about the Giants is that, some of the lesser guys, obviously Posey, Pence, Sandoval, but, to see Joe Panik grab hold of that second base job so convincingly is a really good thing. And, Yusmeiro Petit, who you talked to there, he's obviously been under the radar really his whole life. All of a sudden he does this sensational thing and moves into the rotation. And, there's no reason to take him out now anytime soon. I mean, they've made their move, and the team's having a blast right now. You got to go with it. So, they've got a couple of unlikely factors also factoring into this team, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, Petit really, Bruce, and again, I realize it's one of those sort of, obscure records and one of those strange records, 46 in a row. When you think back to what he did against Arizona last year around this time, 26 out of 27, and only Chavez got a hit. Now he's got another 46. That's like 72 out of 74 outs, and only Lyles and Chavez got hits.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about getting into a rhythm.
Holy cow.
It's ridiculous, the rhythm he gets into. And, there are an awful lot of good hitters in that 72. It hasn't all been, lineups like Colorado put out the other day. And they're all big league hitters anyway. You can't really put any of them down. But it's been great. I mean, who knows where it's heading with this guy? He's been so up and down in his life. But right now he's a big member of the rotation in the Dodgers-Giants pennant race, and it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah. I talked a little bit in the beginning where you're probably watching third down and three with a measurement or something, but I talked a little bit about Vogelsong from last night, and he had an at-bat last night against Peralta, and Peralta's throwing 97, and just it's straight as an arrow, I thought, but 97. He had about four or five foul balls, a 10-pitch at-bat, then he got a hit down the right field line. I'll tell you, and I want to say it today to everybody, I think Vogelsong has had a heck of a season for the Giants, and I think he's right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, when they vote for the Willie McCovey Award, I think he's going to be right there. It embodies the spirit of Willie Mack when he played. Talk about a guy that's been doubted, for a long time. Couldn't get any run support. It's looking like his season personally was cascading down to where maybe his spot in the rotation be vulnerable, but boy, what a competitor! That was a great at bat. He drills a single down the right field line. Pitch is great. I love it. The other day when his previous start, they took him out leading 6-3. He was really upset, and he kind of made a point of it later in a diplomatic way. He didn't want to come out of that game. This guy wants to be as big a part of this as he possibly can. He's been part of it, in a world championship context. I tell you, it's just all these things we're talking about has revived the spirit of the fans in a very short time. It was a few days. It made a huge difference.
Yeah, and, Bruce, you win at home, it's different. You win at home, and then the dog likes you. You win at home, your kid looks at you, and you get a dinner at home. And, wake up and the sun is shining. There's something about winning at home. When this team lost 21 out of 27, I think it was dispirited because, you go home and, they say, how come you didn't win today? I think winning at home is huge for this. There's only a dozen more, but every one I think is important.
Yeah, well, I mean, the game last night made really all that go away. I mean, it's people who are at that game, I don't know how you could have much more fun. They got 19 hits. You know, Panic gets 4, Posey gets 5. It's just, you know, they've homered in 10 straight games now. It's almost like, that horrible home streak they had never happened. This whole season has been like that. I mean, they came out of the gate so great, and after a while they couldn't remember that because they were playing so poorly. But I think what they're doing now is going to continue. They're definitely not going to lose 3/4 of their home games away out. I could guarantee you that. And more likely, they're going to win the majority of them. So we'll see how that goes.
You know, Posey is a big part. And, we do the shows all year long. And, you know, it's hard because everyone wants to, you know, change things today and, you know, get him out behind the plate and all that. And maybe he will. But, you know, Bruce is a hitter. He is the number 3 hitter. He is the best hitter they had. 5 for 5 last night. He's the first catcher in franchise history ever to do 5 for 5 twice. How about that?
Yeah, he could win the batting title. We were talking last week, I think, about how there's so few 300 hitters in the league. I think Morneau's leading at about 311, and all of a sudden he's at 297. He could easily win the batting title. You know, we've seen him hit for high average before. It's kind of really who he is, and he's, unless that hip starts acting up on him, he's going to be hitting 300 by in a few days probably, and you know, just the whole catching thing is very important to him. While everybody, you know, talks and theorizes about what's going to happen down the road, he is a catcher. He wants to catch for as long as he can, and that's just the reality of it. And Bochy and Sabian know that. And it's great to see him just flourishing right now at the most important time, and catching most of the time. That's the essence of Buster Posey right there.
Yeah, a good week for baseball. You know, yesterday I was out at the park early on Friday and had a lot to do for this whole weekend of shows. But Manny Pacquiao was out there. And it was so fun. You know, first of all, the players come out and, you know, this is a major star in the world. And they're just watching him. Then they gave him batting practice, right? So he hits cross-handed, left-handed. So right away they had to change his stance. But I said, well, I think, Hank Aaron came up like that. But it's funny, you look at him and you say, geez, you know, not a big guy. You can handle him. I don't think so. By the time you threw your first punch, he'd throw about 20.
Oh, God, yeah. Don't let a fight break out.
No, really. They were very deferential. But it was funny seeing everybody hang around them.
Yeah, I missed that. I missed that whole Pacquiao episode. But it's good to see him out in public, and you know the fight game suffers a little bit from popularity and having real legitimate stars. But you know he's one of them, and it's good to see him out at the yard.
Hey, today Bruce Jenkins with us. The matchup today, again the Brewers. This is a team that virtually has led the Central just about for the whole year with, you know, the same sort of pitching staff. Nelson is now in it, and the guy today, Bruce. You know, here we are in August, and all of a sudden, you know, here's the guy's won 4 straight. As a starter, the league is 10-for-92 against him, and he goes against the veteran Jake Peavy. This is the baseball story.
Yeah, this kid's been up. He was called up in early August. He's got more strikeouts than innings pitched so far. So he's obviously, I would say, most likely a very hard thrower. I haven't seen him, but he's been baffling the league so far, and the Giants are going to know very little about him. And on the other side, you know, it's a big start for Peavy. He could really use a really good, clean start, you know, free of weird balks and throwing errors. And he's such a temperamental guy anyway. It'd be nice to see him have like an 8-0 lead and, you know, go 7 innings, 3 hits and keep this thing going. But you really have no idea what's going to happen, which is the beauty of it, Marty, as you look through the window of baseball.
And we, as we do quite well. But you know something? We're getting close to September, and, you know, every game now. You know the other thing, Bruce, you get to this time of year, you can't dwell on a win or a loss. You just got to put it away. It's like a playoff. You just have to get out there the next day.
Yeah, that's to me is what's impressive about the Giants, is that they gave people, I'm sure even Brian Sabian, some reasons to think that it was not going to happen this year. You know, they had problems really in every category. No power, not enough hitting. The pitching was up and down. What's with Lincecum? What about Romo? This and that. And all of a sudden, everything has changed. And it's a beautiful thing. It could go very badly. You know, who knows? But, I mean, just what they've done recently is just the whole essence of a pennant race. It's a long, long saga, and you just want to be in it. And, you know, as we say almost every week, the Dodgers have their issues. Now, Puig was benched because he's been really frustrated. He looks emotionally spent as well as physically, and Hanley Ramirez has been hurt, and it's just the Dodger-Giant thing is going to be unbelievable all the way to the finish.
Yeah, all right. Hey, have a great afternoon, and I hope that you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet, Marty. Thank you.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins down at Stanford. Who's Stanford? UC Davis. I guess they're walloping them with 35-0. I think that's what Bruce said. All right.